This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints three new ministers and changes portfolio of two ministers at the recommendation of the Prime Minister. Health Ministry brings a provision of free coronavirus test exclusively for the targeted groups. Communications Ministry directs foreign channels to implement clean feed by the 23rd of October. And Thai government announces emergency decree to combat protests in Bangkok. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, at the recommendation of the Prime Minister, has appointed three new ministers and has changed the portfolio of two of the ministers. The newly appointed ministers are Bishnu Prasad Paudel for Finance Ministry, Krishna Gopal Srestha for Urban Development Ministry, and Leelanath Srestha for the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has been assigned the responsibility of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. He earlier had the portfolio of the Defence Ministry. Similarly, Parbat Gurung has been shifted to the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology from the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli himself has retained the portfolio of the Ministry of Defence. The Health Ministry has brought a provision of free coronavirus test exclusively for the targeted groups. It has decided to amend the Corona Test Laboratory Guideline to do so. Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said, now the free corona test would be carried out only for those showing symptoms and for the frontline workers and financially disadvantaged people. Meanwhile, additional 2,638 new cases of coronavirus infection were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Kathmandu Valley alone recorded 1,403 fresh cases of coronavirus yesterday. Nepal's nationwide coronavirus infection tally has now climbed to 117,996. Likewise, 2,174 corona-infected people returned home yesterday after recovering from coronavirus. More than 80,954 people have recovered from the coronavirus in Nepal so far. Similarly, 12 more deaths from coronavirus were confirmed yesterday. With this, the total number of people that have died from coronavirus has reached 675 in Nepal. Today is Global Hand Washing Day. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said it is imperative to make people aware about hand washing to contain the spread of coronavirus. Giving a message of best wishes, President Bhandari reminded that even the research showed that proper hand washing for 20 seconds could help prevent a person from various diseases such as COVID-19, hepatitis, Ebola, and reduce respiratory problem, pneumonia, and diarrhea. Nepal has been observing the Global Hand Washing Day since 2008. The theme for this year is Hand Hygiene for All. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has directed the concerned organizations to ensure that the foreign channels operating in Nepal are advertisement-free. This directive is as per the clean feed provision to be enforced by the 23rd of October. The Ministry urged the broadcasting associations to broadcast clean feed within the deadline, stating that the Advertisement Regulation Act itself had provided a one-year preparation period for clean feed broadcasting. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has urged European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Nona De Pries, to lift the ban on Nepali airline companies. The Home Minister stated that Nepal has made significant progress in air safety standards. Meeting the envoy at the Home Ministry yesterday, Home Minister Thapa thanked European Union for its cooperation in Nepal's development and other areas such as democracy, human rights and disaster management. Meanwhile, Ambassador De Pries said the restriction on the airlines was a technical issue and believed that the Technical Committee of the European Union was carrying out a study. De Pries believed that the committee would come to a conclusion very soon. Ambassador De Pries committed at continuing support given by the European Union to Nepal in the days ahead. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed grief over the death of parliamentarian Sanu Siwa Pahari. The Prime Minister has expressed heartfelt tribute to Pahari and extended deep condolence to the bereaved family and relatives. Pahari was suffering from kidney and heart ailment for long. She passed away yesterday while under treatment at the Kathmandu Medical College. She was elected to the House of Representatives of the Federal Parliament from the Nepal Communist Party in 2018. Before the cabinet reshuffle yesterday, Women, Children and Senior Citizens Minister Parbat Gurung urged organizations working in the child rights sector to come up with an integrated program for the protection of children. Speaking at a virtual meeting organized by Consortium Nepal organization working in the sector of children yesterday, he said, unless the government and non-government organizations work with an integrated policy, program and budget, the campaign to guarantee children's rights would not be successful. Minister Gurung also shared that the ministry was expediting the work of drafting a 10-year strategic plan on the advancement of Nepali children. Construction of the Upper Dordi A hydroelectricity project based at Dordi Rural Municipality Ward No. 6 in Lamjung District has been halted. The project, with the capacity of generating 25 megawatts power, is promoted by Liberty Energy Hydropower. Construction works were halted after 27 employees were found to have contracted the coronavirus. All the industries at the Hetauda industrial area that were closed for long due to the COVID-19 pandemic have reopened. However, Hetauda Industrial District Management Office said they were yet to come into full-fledged operation. There are 111 industries operating at the area and approximately 10,500 people have been employed at the industries directly or indirectly. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14 # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to international updates now. The Thai government has announced an emergency decree to combat protest in Bangkok, which includes banning large gatherings. A televised announcement read out by police said many groups of people had invited, incited and carried out unlawful public gatherings in Bangkok. It said urgent measures were needed to maintain peace and order. Protesters have called for curbs on king's powers and for the resignation of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. Meanwhile, Thai protesters who had occupied the space outside Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha's office in Bangkok were cleared by the police early today. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a nighttime curfew in Paris and 8 other cities to try to curb the rapid spread of coronavirus. The measure will come into effect from Saturday and last for at least 4 weeks. A public health emergency has also been declared. Meanwhile, Germany announced that bars and restaurants in higher risk areas must close early. Chancellor Angela Merkel announced tightened restrictions yesterday as the country recorded more than 5,000 new infections for the first time since April. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints 3 new ministers and changes portfolio of 2 ministers at the recommendation of the Prime Minister. Health Ministry brings a provision of free coronavirus test exclusively for the targeted groups. Communications Ministry directs foreign channels to implement clean feed by 23rd of October. And Thai government announces emergency decree to combat protests in Bangkok. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.